You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand is set to reopen its borders to Australia. From February the 27th, fully vaccinated New Zealanders and other currently eligible travellers from Australia will be able to enter New Zealand without having to undergo managed quarantine. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's part of the country's five-step plan to reconnect New Zealand to the world.
Today I'm announcing that the fully vaccinated Kiwis and other currently eligible travellers from Australia will be able to travel to New Zealand from 11:59pm Sunday, 27 February. And instead of going into MIQ, we'll be able to self-isolate. And step two, just 2 weeks later, fully vaccinated New Zealanders and other currently eligible travellers from the rest of the world will also be able to travel into New Zealand without going through MIQ.
From the 12th of April, international students and other eligible temporary visa holders will be allowed entry. Ms. Ardern says the border will fully reopen from October to all other visitors and students who require a visa to enter New Zealand. In the United States, the government's COVID-19 task force is seeking to assure the American public the Federal Drug Administration will rigorously review the Pfizer vaccine for children under five. Pfizer-BioNTech has requested U.S. approval for extra-low doses for that age group. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says if authorized, it will be a major milestone.
Pfizer's application will now undergo the same independent, rigorous, and transparent review process that was used to authorize the vaccines that now more than 250 million Americans have received, including millions of children ages 5 and up. It will involve the FDA receiving the full data from Pfizer, posting that data publicly, and then convening its advisory committee for a transparent discussion of the data. The FDA will then render its opinion, after which the CDC and its advisory group will assess the data and make their recommendation. This is the same rigorous process that was used to assess numerous vaccines long before the pandemic began.
COVID-19 restrictions are being relaxed in several European nations, including Italy and France. Italian students who are fully vaccinated will be allowed to resume face-to-face learning. Vaccine certificates will now have unlimited validity for those who have received a booster shot in Italy, extended from the previous six-month limit. Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza says the decisions will have widespread impact.
Prolunghiamo la vigenza.
We are extending the duration of the vaccination certificate after the booster dose. Currently, the duration was 6 months, and as we still haven't decided the path leading to the fourth dose with our scientific authorities, the decision of the government is not to put a limit on the duration of the certificate after the booster dose. This is the first and very relevant decision for the lives of so many people.
Norma rilevante che incide chiaramente sulla vita di tante persone.
Meanwhile, France will scrap mandatory mask wearing outdoors. As the Omicron wave nears its peak and the number of new infections begins to decrease, workers there have been allowed to return to the office full time. Audience capacity limits will also be removed for events like concerts and sporting events. Elsewhere in Europe, Munich City Hall has been lit up with messages urging people to trust science. It comes amidst protests against COVID restrictions in the German city. Several hundred people gathered, some booing and whistling at the messages projected on the building. In Venezuela, some COVID-19 patients will now receive mental health care. Advocacy group Doctors Without Borders is to offer the services in an effort to help people better cope with the challenges of the disease. Iraima Quintero says she saw a difference in her husband's recovery after getting the support.
He had a respiratory problem for 2 months, more than 15 days without being able to sleep. He did not sleep sitting up in bed. No type of exam could be performed because he could not lay down. And I thought that it was going to end catastrophically because his situation was hard, really hard. But once we arrived here and the attention they gave us was very different.
And pandemic-related concerns have caused a downturn in Spotify's stock. The streaming service's shares dropped 13%, with subscriber numbers lower than expected for first quarter numbers. The platform has faced recent criticism after one of its most popular US podcasters, Joe Rogan, was accused of spreading COVID misinformation to his audience of millions. It prompted some musicians to boycott Spotify and prompted the country's chief executive, Daniel Ek, to announce content advisory messages would be added to any podcast episode mentioning COVID-19. For information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.